Welcome to the Occupational Safety Leadership Podcast, episode number 136. In today's episode, we're going to go over near-hit reporting. In the previous episode, I talked about how it's taken me a number of years to gather enough data, but I'm at the point that I'm going to change my terminology from near-miss to near-hit. Please use the terminology that's familiar with your company until you're really ready to make that change, regardless of what terminology that you're going to be using in this. But let's just dive right into it. So again, employees are the greatest source of identifying hazards. So when we've had a near hit, we need to learn everything that we can do to make sure that this does not actually turn into a hit. And by near hit, I'm going to focus on the safety side only, but I also link things, chemical leaks, and you know, just any of the other things that could potentially lead to somebody who would have a accident out there. One of the things that's really helped me out is that so far, all the places I worked had a quality department. That I was able to get with the quality department and link it into what they're doing and use it as a preventative action. You know, just a way that we're going to go back, we're going to solve it for root cause, ensure the event does not happen. And like any time that we solve something for root cause, a near miss, a near hit, whatever the terminology that you're going to use, if you have more than one plant, do everything you can to share it with the other people in your company, because even though it happened at your place, you could do a great job of solving it, but you may have just that really darn close exact same scenario at another site, exactly the same, since a lot of times the company culture is overarching. There's a little difference between sites, of course, but a lot of times the company culture is really prevalent that if you have it at one site, you can have it at another site. So they can solve it. They can be alerted as well and really make sure that these kinds of things do not happen out there then. So the worst thing that can happen is that we have either a near miss or a near hit. Everybody says, whew, that was lucky. That'll never happen again. You know, well, if it almost happened once, pretty sure it's going to happen again. And next time, of course, you may not be lucky in this whole thing then. So that is it for today's episode. Hazard identification and near hit reporting. Please do everything you can after you do these preventative measures. Get with the other plants in your company, other sites, you know, whatever you call them, because if it's happening at yours, it could be happening at theirs as well. It's a great way to learn and be as proactive in not just identifying but fixing these potential hazards to make sure that they don't turn into actual hazards out there. So episode 136 is complete. I'd like to thank everybody for joining me today. My name is Dr. David Ayers. Thank you and have a safe day.